We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm going to have an opening statement on the cell block tape that the city has released to the media per a judge's court ruling. I'm here with Buffalo Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood and Deputy Police Commissioner Barbara Lark. I saw the tape. It was disappointing and it was disturbing. Immediately upon being made aware of the tape, the Buffalo Police Department turned it over to federal and local law enforcement agencies outside of the city of Buffalo's jurisdiction so that law enforcement could do its appropriate work to follow up on this disturbing incident. The city of Buffalo installed surveillance cameras throughout our cell block facility to provide transparency, to be able to identify any behaviors of concern, and the process that we put in place to be able to ensure the professional treatment of people in our cell block facility worked. With that, I'm going to open up to your questions. I would say that those officers are in the minority of the members of this police force. We have a good police department, and our police management has taken a zero-tolerance approach to these kinds of incidents. When incidents that you mention have come to the attention of the media and the public, it is because that they have been identified by the Buffalo Police Department and turned over to law enforcement agencies to take the proper action. I don't know what those two police officers were thinking at the time. Clearly, myself and the then partner, Dan Durenda, and this current police commissioner, Byron Lockwood, were not happy with what we saw. The officers were not facing the incident directly when what occurred initially occurred. But it is unacceptable that action wasn't taken. Due to the collective bargaining agreement and due to the fact that federal and local law enforcement agencies did not move that conduct in a direction of something more criminally serious, the maximum amount of time that we can suspend a police officer without pay is for 30 days. That went to arbitration, and arbitration upheld the maximum punishment that we gave to the officers.
In your opinion, should more have been done in the case of those officers who were paid to protect and serve?
I will say that we took aggressive steps in the Buffalo Police Department to get this information, to get the tape into the hands of federal and local law enforcement agencies. A recommendation came back, and we pursued the maximum punishment that we could pursue once that recommendation came back. We have, as I indicated, taken a zero-tolerance approach approach. The former police commissioner and this police commissioner have been very tough on incidents of misconduct. There have been, and already in the early tenure of Police Commissioner Lockwood, there have been police officers that have been dismissed to send a very clear message that we will not tolerate unprofessional behavior on the part of our police officers.
Are you saying the city wasn't in position to dismiss these officers?
We were not.
To
We take these incidents very seriously, and if these incidents is happening, just like the mayor said, I'll take it very seriously, and I would give them the proper discipline that they deserve. Some incidents where you just can't fire someone on the spot, you have to, because of a contract, collecting bargaining a contract, you have to go through the procedures. But there will be discipline, though. No, I don't think just, no, because this is just a few officers. I think the majority of Buffalo police officers, 99% of them go out there and do their job every day. I think the direction we're going right now as far as community policing, I think it's working in some ways.
What's your concern within the department, within the staffing in the department, with morale? I mean, people in the community are obviously watching this video, a lot of people, their impression.
Let me speak to that. So we said from the very beginning, I thought that the tape should come out. The former police commissioner, Dan Durenda, said that the tape should come out. Federal law enforcement initially requested that the tape not be released. And then a judge in a legal proceeding, at the request of the victim's attorney, who asked that the tape not be released so that the victim would not be further traumatized, honored that request and also was focused on a fair trial for the cell block attendant. But we always made clear that once that legal process was concluded, that this tape would be released to the media and it would be released to the public. I think our officers throughout the police department know that. As Commissioner Lockwood said, 99% of the members of the Buffalo Police Department are working hard every single day to protect and serve the residents of the city of Buffalo. And as you all have noted, for the last 5 to 6 years and more, we have worked hard to really build the relationship between the community and the police department. Because of the work that has been done in that regard, I don't think we will lose that relationship. And I think the morale of our police officers is good. Obviously, no one wants to see this kind of incident. This kind of incident does create a blemish. It is painful to watch this, but that's not going to detract from the hard work of our police officers, from the professional of the majority of our police officers. It is an event that we certainly are truly sorry for, and in particular to the young man that suffered this event, that suffered this victimization. We apologize to him and his family and his friends. Yeah, there is a constant upgrading of training. Police procedures have been reviewed. One of the reasons why people are aware of this incident in the cell block is because we have installed systems to create transparency. The cell block facility is completely camered. That's how we were able to preserve what occurred in that facility. People that work in that facility know that there are cameras throughout the facility. So for this to happen is incredibly disturbing. It should not have occurred, but there have been upgrades in the training that officers have gone through as a result of this. Policies and procedures have been reviewed as a result of this, and officers know quite clearly that any incident coming close to this will be caught on tape, and that tape will be turned over to the proper authorities for investigation. And if it looks like there is any criminal behavior, this police department and this administration will be pushing for the termination of that individual or individuals. I think police management has done a good job in weeding out members of the department that should not be there. We are always, when we get to contract negotiation periods, looking for ways to professionalize the department, to be able to hold our officers accountable. You know, we will have negotiations coming up, and these are issues that we will look at. There is new union leadership. We have been able to work well with this new union leadership, and I think just like management wants to see professionalism and does not want to see incidents like this, I think the rank and file police officer does not want to see incidents like this because it makes their job more difficult. So we will be looking at this. We will be looking at other ways that we can crack down on inappropriate behavior. But again, I will say that the vast majority of officers are working hard. They're committed to protecting and serving the community, and they're doing the right thing. And for those officers that are not, the administration of the police department under Police Commissioner Lockwood has taken a zero tolerance approach to any misbehavior.
Thank you, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.